At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Today, President Trump releases a video statement after his second impeachment. And also, CNN's Don Lemon wants to tell you that if you voted for Trump, you must stand with the KKK and much more. You're not going to want to miss it. And it starts right now. Welcome to the News and Why It Matters. I'm Sarah Gonzalez, today joined by my good friends, Jakub Bujens, host of the Jakub Bujens Show.
Great to be here. You look summer.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't do winter.
No.
I should in this room because it's so freaking cold all the time.
Yep.
Everyone, crew members are wearing parkas and I'm like just shivering like a wet chihuahua over here. But I got to be bright. I got to do it. I'm not getting sleep. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Also joined by good friend Amy Robbins, CEO of Alexo Athletica. Thanks for being here.
Great to be back. Yeah. I've missed you since you've been gone. So I'm glad you're back too.
Thank you. I would say it's good to be back, but I picked a really stupid time to come back to work.
What's going on though.
Like you had a choice.
The end of last week, I was like, so can I go back out on maternity leave? Because I don't really want to cover all this nonsense going on, but I must. For you guys, getting into today's headlines of the day, Mitch McConnell has apparently said that he has not yet made a final decision on which way he will vote on impeachment. Of course, we brought to you yesterday, the House did in fact vote to impeach President Donald Trump for the second time around. And there were, 10 Republicans who voted along with the Democrats. No balls. Anyway, so President Trump had also released a video statement after the House of Representatives voted to impeach him the second time around. And here is a little bit of what President Trump had to say.
I want to be very clear. I unequivocally condemn the violence that we saw last week. Violence and vandalism have absolutely no place in our country and no place in our movement. Making America great again has always been about defending the rule of law, supporting the men and women of law enforcement, and upholding our nation's most sacred traditions and values. Mob violence goes against everything I believe in and everything our movement stands for. No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence. No true supporter of mine could ever disrespect law enforcement or our great American flag. No true supporter of mine could ever threaten or harass their fellow Americans. If you do any of these things, you are not supporting our movement, you are attacking it, and you are attacking our country.
Of course, I'm sure that will not be enough for the left and the mainstream media because I mean, you can read the transcripts, you can go back and pull the video. He very clearly said that he wanted the people at the rally to march peacefully and patriotically over to the Capitol. And here we are, just another round of President Trump being very clear on what he means. Mm-hmm. And I just still don't think it's going to be enough.
Yeah, no, it's not going to be enough. But you need to roll the tape back into like the heart of Antifa, right? Mm-hmm. And go see, what did the man say then? Same stuff.
Yeah.
What did he say when we had to run a thin little blue line through the American flag because all of a sudden the police were ostracized, the worst mm-hmm. people in the world? He go, I thank our servicemen and women. Mm-hmm. This is the same guy who would pick a cap off the ground and put it on a soldier's head before he gets on Marine One. Mm-hmm. That is 3 years ago. It's been consistent. Pro-America, pro-people, mm-hmm. pro-nation, pro-flag, pro-veteran, for crying out loud. So it's asinine that he has to always denounce the Proud Boys 400 times.
Right.
It's over and over. So it'll never be enough. The hypocrisy is just, you know, it's sad and sick that some of the people who attack him in this world have no color. You know, there's this little thing in your body that's really important. I don't know if you know, Sarah and what? Amy. It's called the spine.
Oh, is it?
And you can't be upright without it, right?
Well, it seems to me, though, that there are a lot of people
without
who
spine.
Are in Congress mm-hmm. who are living just
no
fine
spine.
Without spine.
No spine. Yep. That guy has spine.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
God
and I say guy
him.
With respect, okay? Mm-hmm. But there's no spine, Amy.
I know.
I mean, they flop like fish on dry ground.
You know, the only silver lining that I see with all of this craziness that is going on right now is there's one good thing that Nancy Pelosi has done. She has revealed to so many people who the true patriots are and who is a part of the swamp. And I mean, I've been watching this going, okay, what is going on? We have communists disguised as Democrats. We have Democrats disguised as Republican. Who is who anymore? Mm-hmm. It's very hard to differentiate. And what's happened is this impeachment trial has literally started to separate the wheat from the chaff. And I think come 2022 and beyond, people have to take note of what is happening and really start to see, okay, who is on the side of the Constitution? Mm-hmm. Who is on the side of the American people? And it's becoming clearer and clearer as these ridiculous political theater displays start happening. And so I would say that's the only like silver lining in this entire thing is that we're going to be able to hopefully vote some of these people out in 2022.
Yeah, Amy brings up a great point. Yaku, what's your take on at least the Republicans who voted along with the Democrats? The Democrats, we already know, we can't trust them to vote on some sort of values or morals because politics is their religion. Whatever their party wants them to vote, they will go in lockstep. But the Republicans, I'm like, who are you people and how did you get elected?
You know, Amy brings up something that's so, and don't miss it again. It's so important. We've missed it before because some of these signs have been there, mm-hmm. not to this degree, and we always just gloss over them, okay? Mitch McConnell, not on the pro-America side,
right.
Okay? Has never been. He's on Mitch McConnell's team.
Yep.
Deep state, swamp, 100% dinosaur forever.
Yep.
All right. And so we need to wake up as a conservative movement and go, there are very bad individuals mm-hmm. deep in the camp. The Trojan horse was written into town square and they're corrupting from the inside out. And that's a bitter pill to swallow.
Yep.
But now that it's there, and you're right. Thank you, Nancy.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Mitch. Thank you. When Tulsi Gabbard looks normal, you need to worry, okay? Yeah. That's how far off the left is, yeah. right? And so now we need to go do something about it mm-hmm. because we honestly are not good at that.
No.
At actually strategizing and saying, all right, game plan. You know, we kind of cruise controlled for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, do you see?
Which was so frustrating.
So frustrating.
You're like, hello, yeah. We need to have some sort of strategy and cohesive message. You know,
you said that over and over.
Yeah, we'll have 4 years.
The Democrats have always been good at. They mm-hmm. have always been good at coming together, sticking together no matter what the issue is, and falling in line. Mm-hmm. And the Republicans, we have a lot of rebuilding to do because there is going to be such a huge divide right now. Yeah. And I think this is what this is showing us is you've got like, part of this Republican Party that is, you know, moving towards this MAGA movement and this like true patriot, true constitutional movement. But that is not the old school. That's not the old guard that's been there this entire time. And the divide is going to be there. I don't know. It's going to be hard to know who you're rallying around. If you are a Republican, if you want to vote for the Republicans, who are you voting for? What ideology are you voting for? It's very hard to tell right now what the message is of the Republican Party. Very clear in the Democrat Party.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
unsure
oh, yeah.
when it comes to what
no,
are you
they
voting
toe the
for?
Line because they mm-hmm. got to pay the piper.
Yep.
They toe the line. But I'm telling you, if you've ever, and I'm just saying, this may be the genesis of a true rise of a third party, a real third party.
It's about damn time.
Yep.
I mean, I would say it is about damn time. I know that there are a lot of people out there who are very frustrated because I'm sure they're thinking probably the same thing that we're sitting here thinking at this table, which is, you know, if we have these two parties, neither of which who are for the common man, you know, including the Republicans, at least a lot of them, how do we, like, we finally get mad enough, we want to vote them out. Which, by the way, I am required to tell you so we don't get our video taken down, that, you know, the election is not disputed anymore. Okay? So there are a lot of people who are going to say, well, what do we do yep. about this? Because as far as we've seen, if we go to the ballot box, we want to change what's going on. We can't.
And it's not so easy to just say, hey, vote them out. I mean, that's real, Greg. You got to work really hard in local communities. And I don't want to disregard one of our good friends, Eric July, who's a libertarian. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying libertarians. I know you're out there, okay?
Well, but the you're Libertarian not a Party is much different than a libertarian.
But they'll say, we're a third party. No,
not
I'm
really.
Talking about a real power. Someone who can go compete and really go compete. If not now, then when? And look, I've said it before. When I look at it, it's like that draft player that no one picks up. He being the president of the United States, still currently the president of the United States, Donald Trump, is more dangerous to the left outside the White House than inside the White House.
Well, there's a clear reason why they are trying so hard to move this impeachment forward.
He can't run again.
If he gets removed, he can't run again. And it's just so obvious what is going on and what is happening. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen. But, I mean, and God help the man for wanting to run again in 4 years if he chooses to do that. But it's going to be, you know, if he did decide to go third party, that could be it for the Republicans. But I don't know. But could be.
You're talking about a third party that starts day one. Let's not count all 75 million people. Let's go half. You start a party with 35 million people day one that are active, that's serious. That's serious business. I say the Republican Party will implode. If that happens, they'll get pushed. Yep. They'll start playing for third and fourth position.
Yep.
You know, they'll miss the playoffs.
But again, a very slick move on Pelosi's part she knows if she splits the vote, splits a third party from the Republicans, that keeps Democrats in power even longer.
Hey, gentle as a dove, wise as a serpent. And we don't do wise as a serpent well.
No, we don't.
Mm-hmm. They do it well. They stick together like white on rice and by hook or crook, man.
Now, I will say, historically, that has been true. It will be interesting to see how it shakes out with AOC and, you know, the fellow squad members, because she doesn't care about that. Right.
I was so surprised that she fell in line when it came to Pelosi and they kind of just voted.
Well, go ahead.
I think she'll always fall in line. But what I think is that she is going to be the driving force behind the policies and where they actually go.
Which is terrifying.
But we saw within 24 hours of them taking power of the Senate and the House what happened. I mean, they went full on communist pretty much by letting big tech continue to do what they're doing with the censorship. That is just a taste of what's happening. This is literally snowballing so fast. With losing your freedom of speech, it's going to snowball into every other freedom being lost. And that is going to be driven by the AOCs and by the super progressive part of this party. I mean, there's no stopping it at this point.
But real reform is really hard when things are kind of working. When status quo is going, it's hard to make real reform. Just like the downturn in the stock market, you buy when it's down.
Right.
So it's got to almost crash to go, hey, let's make huge gains. Well, this is a political crash time. So it's really a time to strategize and get together and say, okay, ideologies aside here, single goal, nation first. Not my hide. It's not about being a politician for 60 years until I croak, you know, in the Senate floor. It's about passing a legacy on to the next generation that actually matters. Solve problems, you know, and it got to do it now. So I see opportunity. I'm the optimist.
Right.
I see opportunity, but it's a mountain. You got to climb that sucker.
I appreciate your optimism.
I am.
Really, I try to be the optimist.
Show me a mountain, I'll say, charge the hill. Hey, firefighters run into the building, burning building. We got to go. But you do need strategy.
Yeah.
You know, you do.
Yeah. And you need some young blood. All right.
Yes.
Republicans, conservatives. We need some young blood, but not stupid ones like AOC. I'm just gonna ask for that. All right. We've got more to get into, including what Don Lemon really thinks of you, as if he hasn't been blunt enough. Again, I feel like I warn this all the time on this program. If you have high blood pressure, make sure you've taken your meds today before you watch the next segment. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Echelon. When it comes to getting or staying in shape, I know a lot of you, maybe that's your New Year's resolution, okay? Then you know when you do it, nothing feels as good as you're like, yes, I just nailed that 5-mile run that I said that I would do, and I feel great. You know, you don't want to do it, but once you do it, you feel really good about yourself, all right? Echelon offers you the next generation of connected. They've got fitness bikes. They've got the fitness mirrors, which I really, really want at my house because with a new baby, I can't, like, get to the gym. But I can go into the other room and have my coach telling me what to do on the freaking mirror. Technology is awesome. They've got rowing machines and they've got a Stride Smart treadmill. No matter what your favorite fitness activity, Echelon will give you a fun and challenging workout from the comfort of your home because you ain't got time to go to the gym, all right? The EX7S is Echelon's latest state-of-the-art innovation. It takes cycling to the next level. It is built with performance, flexibility, and durability in mind. It is for the competitors at heart. They've got world-class instructors that can motivate you. They've got thousands of daily live and on-demand studio-level classes. They will always be available when you need them. If you're like me, you need that extra motivation because I ain't going to do it by myself. I need those instructors to help me. And it's affordable for everyone. One membership lets up to 5 family members all work out at the same time. Right now, you can try Echelon Fitness equipment at home for 30 days. All you got to do is go to echelonfit.com/news. That is echelonfit.com/news. Get you that trial for 30 days. echelonfit.com/news. Back in a minute. As Yaku just said off air, he was like, what you don't want to see is these two guys sitting right next to each other on the screen. If we could show really quickly, we've got these two.
Yep.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum. That's the last thing you want to see when you're maybe
feeling down. This is a Dumb and Dumber trilogy.
Yeah. But Don Lemon was chatting it up with Chris Cuomo. I believe this was last night. And he wanted to talk about Trump voters, the Capitol riots, because, of course, they're giving this way more coverage than I think they ever gave all of the destruction that happened to all of the cities around the country when the Black Lives Matter riots were happening. But Don Lemon has a message for anyone who voted for Trump. He wants to tell you who you stand with. Here's a little bit of what he said.
If you are on that side, you need to think about the side you're on. I am never on the side of the Klan. I am never principal people, conservative or liberal, never on the Klan side. Principal people, conservative or liberal, never on the Nazi side. Principal people who are conservative or liberal, never on the side that treats their fellow Americans as less than, that says that your fellow Americans should not exist, that says your fellow Americans should be in a concentration camp, or that sides with slavery, or sides with any sort of bigotry.
Right, and if they say, I don't agree with those people, I just like Trump's policy.
Well, then get out of the crowd with them. Get out of the crowd.
I wasn't in the crowd, I just voted for Trump.
You're in the crowd who voted for Trump. If you voted for Trump, you voted for the person who the Klan supported. You voted for the person who Nazis support. You voted for the person who the alt-right supports. That's the crowd that you are in. You voted for the person who incited a crowd to go into the Capitol and potentially take the lives of lawmakers, took the lives of police officers, took the lives of innocent lives who were there on the Capitol that day.
It's interesting that Don Lemon brings up racism because if I recall correctly, the Democrats were the ones who founded the KKK and enacted Jim Crow laws and put people in internment camps. And yeah. I mean, I could keep going, but
KKK members' funeral. Yeah.
Richard Spencer endorses Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Yeah, and let's see, endorsed Margaret Sanger to kill majority of black babies in this country.
Right.
You know, and so Don, the reason I voted for that guy versus your guy is your guy endorses killing babies in the womb, setting pedophiles loose out of prison, indoctrinating children in kindergarten, stealing freedom, taking our Second Amendment rights, opening the border up, letting the drug cartels run. So kind of there. So I guess you're a cartel lover, a baby killer lover, a pedophile lover, because that's the party you're voting for. Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, George Soros, the Rockefellers. That's the camp you're in. You're in the anti-God camp. I'm in the God camp. I'm not in the camp that just says I like God. I'm actually in the camp that takes the word of God and says, defend the innocent, all innocent. None of us condone violence. So thank you for declaring that you're for death and destruction. We're for life. Good on you. You know, you should be ashamed when Chris Cuomo tries to correct you. I've never seen.
I know. You're like,
that Cuomo was like, whoa.
I think he was planned, and he was just giving Don Lemon more of a chance than an to explain his position.
I will say, though, I've seen Chris Cuomo a couple times having to reel in Don Lemon, and I'm like, oh, man, when you've lost Chris Cuomo, you know you are
not. Sorry, I just had to. I mean, just brass tacks. It's brass tacks.
Right.
You want to spew crap like that? Let's just get it all on the table.
Yeah, it's so good. I mean, exactly what you said. It's so true. But we already know that that's never going to be the thing that they focus on. And I think we have to look at it from the freedom of speech side of things as well, and what's really happening. They think the more they can demonize people, especially Trump supporters, from ever speaking up, if you can connect them with groups like KKK and Nazis, then they think we're going to be too afraid to stand up and speak out against it. And therefore, the second you stop using your voice, you have lost your freedom of speech. This is literally all an attempt to just continue to hammer in the loss of freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. And that's what they've always done, and that's what they are going to continue to do.
Yeah. Speaking of media malpractice, Jake Tapper, who, you know what? In 2015, I used to be like, Jake Tapper is the most unbiased journalist in America, and also he's super charming. And now he is so affected with TDS. We hope that he gets well soon, because he is really afflicted with this. Here is Jake Tapper, who is questioning many people, including Congressman Brian Mast's commitment to democracy, even though Brian Mast, lost his legs fighting for democracy, for this country. But, what are details to Democrats? Listen.
The reams of evidence that we have. There's one other thing I want to share.
But just one other thing, that's relevant. What you're saying right now is relevant, because Congressman Brian Mast, mm-hmm. a Republican from Florida, who lost his legs, by the way, fighting for democracy abroad, mm-hmm. although I don't know about his commitment to it here in the United States.
Oh,
wow.
You're unsure.
Wow.
You're unsure of a veteran's commitment.
Wow.
To democracy in the United States. He just lost his legs.
So. Vile.
The immediate and again, he's not saying it to the man's face.
No.
Coward. But hey, sacrifice one of your legs tomorrow, then we talk. Then you can speak. Mm-hmm. You didn't serve. You want to look at a guy that his life's altered forever. Oh, I don't know how he feels about it over here. Gave pieces of his body so that your children can sleep at night. That's the kind of stuff that will incite violence. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's insane kind of a talk. It's just flippant, because there's no consequence for these people. Mm-hmm. Amy, they can let cities burn and say, you should watch. And then when it's their turn, now we need to prosecute. It's just, that was radical.
It's not only radical, it's disturbing, it's vile. It's, how could they let somebody say something like that on the news? I mean, it doesn't even seem like this isn't the news anymore. I mean, yes, it's anti-American. I mean, and forget that the fact that the guy lost his legs serving, now he's gone into public service and is
serving more.
Serving more and trying to make a difference here. I mean, it's just...
Well, Brian Mast said, he came out and spoke about it. He said, Jake Tapper can question my commitment to democracy. That's his right. I lost two legs defending. I tell you, though, it is unwavering. I love America. And for all the divide right now, there is still no country anywhere I would rather be a part of. So that's what being a decent person looks
Classic.
Like, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
That's what being a decent person looks like. You should try it sometime. We've got more coming up. First, we want to thank our sponsor. I'm really excited about this one, you guys. Kitty Poo Club. Okay, if you are a crazy cat lady like me, you got to know about Kitty Poo Club. You got, I mean, I know, the name is great.
I heard Kitty.
Kitty.
I was like, wait a minute, Kitty.
No, Kitty. Okay. No. Oh, Kitty. No. Yeah, you guys, I'm changing dirty diapers all the time, yes, as well, but I've got a lot of cats, okay? And I plan to get more because I love them. And Kitty Poo Club is an all-in-one litter box solution that is super duper convenient for you. All right, Kitty Poo Club every month will deliver very, very affordable, by the way, high quality. It's a recyclable litter box. I have one at home. It is pre-filled with the litter of your choice. You get to pick from. They've got like the larger silica. They've got smaller grain. They've got a environmentally friendly one. The boxes are totally leak-proof. They're eco-friendly, and they've got a fun design for every season, just for funsies. Now, when the month is up, they're going to let you recycle the box and also deliver you a new one. You don't have to change the used litter. You don't have to clean the box all the time. You're just going to dump it out, and they're going to send you a new one. And by the way, they can remind you whenever they send it, because you're like, I've got so much going on. I can't remember. They're going to do all of that for you. They're going to send it to you, and you're going to be like, oh, perfect. Time to change the litter box. It is that easy. You can customize based on how many cats you have, what type of litter, and they have a no-risk guarantee, so you can easily customize or cancel any time. All right. Kitty Poo Club subscription. You need it in your life right now if you are a cat person like me. They are offering you 20% off of your first order when you set up auto ship by going to Kitty Poo Club, that is K-I-T-T-Y, Poo Club, and entering promo code Y. That's all you got to do for 20% off Kitty Poo Club. It's not going to ever be not funny to say that, but if you need it, promo code Y, that's W-H-Y, at checkout. Go get you some, cat people. Back in a minute. London-based HSBC, I don't know my alphabet, bank has threatened to shut down customers' bank accounts if they refuse to mask up during their visits. Now, this is in the UK. I did say London-based. So in the UK branches, they said that they reserve the right to cancel your account if you will not wear a face mask in the offices. They said, their spokesperson said, sadly, some people are failing to protect themselves, our branch colleagues, and other customers by refusing to wear a face covering inside our branches or observe social distancing. Our colleagues deserve respect and should not have to face violent or abusive behavior. Consider whether you need to visit a branch or could manage your banking from the safety of your own home via our digital channels, but also we reserve the right to withdraw your account. Now, we'll say private business can make whatever policies they want, but just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention, because usually whatever happens in the UK, it just kind of trickles on over to the United States. Yep. So,
well, be informed. I mean, you've got a country that doesn't believe in freedom anyways.
Wait, which one? Ours or theirs?
So it's starting to all blur together at this point.
All but China.
It's all China. But you said something that was very important. It was the something about abusive, they shouldn't be
violent or abusive behavior.
Violent or abusive behavior. I want everyone to pay attention to that key phrase, because this is the phrase that is trickling down into all of our policies, into even over here into our government, that they are being able to get away with the right of stripping away our freedoms by attaching anything that they don't like to the phrase violent or abusive behavior.
Yes.
It's how we're losing our freedom of speech. You just wait, our gun rights are next. They're going to attach anyone who supports the Second Amendment is inciting violence and abusive behavior. Mm-hmm. And once that gets in the mind of people, the everyday language of people, and you say, they must be right. If this is inciting violence or it's abusive behavior, then we must just hand over our freedoms to them because they must be right. And so I think that is so important. Just pay attention. Mm-hmm. Anytime these stupid rules come into play, it has nothing to do with your personal safety. It has nothing, because they even said it. These people don't care about keeping themselves safe.
Right.
Isn't that my own choice? Shouldn't I have the right to decide if I want to get COVID or if I want to get something when I walk in somewhere? Right. It's not about keeping you safe. It's not about keeping the colleague safe, because they wouldn't attach that language in there if it didn't have a deeper meaning with a further, you know, thing that they wanted to do later on. So,
well, and to Amy's point, Yako, I mean, we do have a president who's just been impeached in the House for telling people to be peaceful. because apparently that's inciting violence.
Yeah, and you know, we already had banks in this country who completely ostracized him, right? Mm-hmm. And all right. his business. Right. So it's already in here. Mm-hmm. And look, it's social engineering. You can't move culture without changing language. Language mm-hmm. speaks to culture. Yeah. And so if I can convince you, because none of us here would go, yeah, violence is a good thing. No, we already, so you, it's yep. the way Satan works, man. You bring a lot of truth and you twist it and go, this incites violent behavior. And well, I don't want to be violent. Mm-hmm. You know, all of a sudden wearing a mask is violent, putting people's lives at risk. But again, I'm going to say it like I said Tuesday, alternatives need to rise up. Just in the U.S., and I'm not attached to them. I'm just letting you know, Cross First Bank, go look them up. These kind of guys, these kind of alternatives have to now come to mm-hmm. the forefront to where you don't have to sit with all the big J.P. Morgans and Morgan Stanleys and, you know, all these guys where you go, if they're going to shut me down, I got to go somewhere mm-hmm. where me just being me is valued. And that is free market. And we have to have people rise up and develop alternatives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we still have the chance to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been saying that with ever since Parler was getting shut down and the big tech censorship is happening. I'm like, this is the perfect time for conservative entrepreneurs, not just to make a platform for conservatives, but just to make a platform, to make Cloudway hosting, to make servers, to make credit card processing, to make all these things that are traditionally, you know, liberal owned, mm-hmm. make conservatives have the opportunity to step in and start making alternatives so that we don't have to worry about the plug getting pulled on us if you don't agree with an opinion or something that somebody else says. Mm-hmm. So I think you're exactly right. I mean, the time is right for competition.
And it's so interesting mm-hmm. you say that. It's so interesting you say that because I'm going to tell you about Free Space. And you heard me Tuesday, brand new social media platform, full service platform. I'm very proud to be one of the founders. It's 2 years in the making.
It's
launching next week to the public, and you cannot
so
be
so good.
Awesome.
It's so good.
Can't be marginalized. Now let Sarah speak for herself. You can't be marginalized. You can't be turned off. You get all the information. You get access to the world, and it's got all the stuff. By the way, I didn't tell you, our chat feature is fully encrypted. It's called dead end encryption.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Even stronger than Signal or Telegram, fully encrypted. Wow. We're working on a voice over IP, which will replace WhatsApp for international calling, et cetera, et cetera.
Awesome.
Embed Facebook links, monetize your content, and really go and build a community knowing nobody's going to turn you off. You can't be marginalized. Now, of course, there are rules. Mm-hmm. You can't come here with your crazy sexualized culture and hate speech and pedophile behavior, but you'll find a place where you go, okay, I can rest assured here, I have community, and it can last, and they can't turn you off because we're hosted, we control the servers, the algorithms, etc.
Well, there you go. That's what we needed. Yeah. So thank you.
Free Space.
You like it? I love it. It takes like all of the good parts of all of the different social media, like the parts that you love of all of the different platforms, but like it's got all of them and none of the BS that goes with it. It's amazing. It's
awesome.
Amazing. I can't wait to see what it does. Yeah, I'm so excited for it to launch publicly. And I'm sure you guys are excited as well. So you will want to make sure. Where can they get it next week?
Everywhere you can download
app
an app.
Okay.
Yeah, all the app stores.
So and check the app
and it's got to have your news feeds. And the beautiful thing is you curate.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not an algorithm that's curating for you.
Hmm.
So, historically, you've been talking about finding a mattress. And all of a sudden, we decide what you see and what you don't know. You get it all. And you can decide what your feed looks like, whether you want news or sport or whatever. And it's really what it should be.
Honestly. Is there an alternative place to download the app just in case? Like a, you know, kind of what happened with Parler.
We will release that next week as well.
Awesome.
Before we go, just quick thoughts. I don't have time to play the video clip, but quick thoughts on Andrew Yang, who has decided that he is running for mayor of New York City. He said that he wants to provide everyone with high-speed internet, so tackling the big issues of today, Andrew. Create a people's bank and create a guaranteed minimum income. So obviously this is not like, this isn't a conservative. He's still pretty radical in his own way. However, you got to believe that anyone is better than de Blasio.
I was about to say that. I mean,
like a monkey, a trained monkey.
It would be really, Yeah, Donald Duck. It would be really hard to do worse, right?
Right.
So right. I guess if that's where New York wants to go, then at least go there.
Well, I guess $1,000 a month sounds better than not having a job, but who's going to pay for this $1,000 a month when there are no businesses that are open in New York City and every... Well,
fine.
Of course. I mean, they gotta pay for they have to pay for everything.
Yeah, the red states.
No, though that's my fear is that then when they get in such deep trouble, like California, and then asking for a federal bailout, like guess who's gonna pick up the tab for
Texas.
That?
So, a state that knows how to make money.
Yes, we do. All right, we've got more coming up. We'll be back in just a minute.
Thanks for letting me do that again.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yaku, I have a feeling you might have just a little bit to say on this next topic. At an elementary school in, how do you say this, Cupertino. I'm sure you guys out there will tell me when I'm wrong. California, a teacher of third graders instructed them to deconstruct their racial and sexual identities. And then, as if that wasn't bad enough, create rankings based on their, quote, power and privilege. And this, I guess this apparently leaked out. There were some parents who were just a little bit upset at this little specialized project. And one parent said, we were shocked. They were basically teaching racism to my 8-year-old. And we think some of our school board members are critical race theory activists, which is like, again, we say this all the time on this program, but you gotta be paying attention to who is being elected to your school board and who anyone is being elected locally, because that is where it starts. Your thoughts?
Yeah, please go back and look at a special I did with Glenn Beck here on The Blaze. Incredible special. The first special was about BLM infiltration into mindset into the schools. The second was about curriculum and CSE. And inside the comprehensive sex ed curriculum, it's this curriculum. Now, this is a curriculum that was signed by executive order by the brilliant governor of their state, Newsom. The state school board didn't even get to vote on it. We're communicating with them now, trying to reverse some of these things, because some of those people say, we're teaching what? And if you dive into this curriculum, it's gender fluidity. It's pushed to Planned Parenthood. It literally encourages teachers to tell children to reach out to Planned Parenthood, right? And then comes the sexual orientation, the religious affiliation, you know, and it's all about shaming a kid in the classroom who at home maybe is raised Christian or maybe is raised Mormon, I don't know, whatever, anything other than, or I'm a boy, I'm a girl, right? And they've got this thing called the gingerbread man, which is a cutout of a gingerbread cookie, but no genitals and no sex. And then they get a list of sexual options and they pin it to this gingerbread man and they have to giggle it off and then they get slammed. It's insane. And all of that goes always with race affiliation, because they want race a constant topic in the classroom.
Yeah,
of course.
They don't actually, when you start appreciating people, it's really to demean certain ones and to elevate others.
To Yaku's point, Amy, the teacher apparently explained that the students live in a dominant culture of, this is all that she included, white, middle class, cisgender, educated, able-bodied, Christian, English speakers who created and maintained this culture in order to hold power and stay in power. She used a book that is called This Book is Anti-Racist, and of course talked about a white cisgender man who is all of these things, able-bodied, heterosexual, considered handsome, and speaks English and has more privilege than a black transgender woman.
Right. You know, when I heard about this story and I was reading through it, actually, something hit me a little bit differently than, as messed up as that sounds, where my mind went was, you know, I grew up in a lower middle class family. If I had teachers telling me that I couldn't do something, or I had parents telling me I couldn't do something, I would grow up believing that.
Yeah.
But thankfully, no matter what my circumstance was, no matter where I grew up, I was always told that if you work hard, if you pursue your dreams, you can make anything happen in your life. And I believed that at a young age. I took it with me. I was able to start and run a successful business because I didn't buy into this victim mentality. Mm-hmm. And the sad thing to me is that we're teaching these children, our teachers, the ones who are supposed to be giving them wings under, you know, wind yeah. under their wings yeah. to tell them they can do whatever they want, be whatever they want to be. And yet they're telling them, no, you can't because you are lower. Mm-hmm. You are down here. You are a victim because you are not this. Instead of And that's by design. We know that that's by design. The more that you can keep somebody down and dependent on somebody else for their success, the more power and control that you have over somebody. So that, to me, is the really evil part about all of this, is that from a very young age, they are already putting power and control over third graders' minds to where they are not going to believe that they can ever get out of that circumstance and that situation. And
it's so good what you're saying, because it's the power of indoctrination mm-hmm. is so powerful, and that's how you create a class system. Look at India, and you can't grow out of the class system. And so they literally tell you, this is where you fit. And they'll tell you it's all about freedom. No, it's not. It's curbing freedom.
Yep.
They're not telling a kid, soar.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a black kid, soar. Yeah. But I'm a Hispanic kid, go.
Goals.
But I don't have a father, go. We're behind you, right? No, not that. Tell us again who you are in the classroom
yeah.
so we can grade you and rate you, so the subliminal control can set in, and all of a sudden we can just have mm-hmm. a society that's subservient.
Yep.
And we always talk race.
Yeah.
We always breed hate
mm-hmm.
because it does. It breeds animosity.
Of course.
It absolutely does. You know, the school I went to, we wore uniform. And if you ask South African schools, why do you wear uniform? I said, because we don't want an economic status in the classroom to differentiate children. Right now, whether you like that or not, you may think that is Gestapo. I loved it because you couldn't tell.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't tell who didn't have a lunchbox today and who didn't, right? But school is supposed to set the minds free.
Yep.
Like what you're talking about, regardless of your circumstance. How are you going to pick a kid up out of the Bronx, who has nothing, a father? He should go to school and come home and go, you know what? If I don't have it at home, at school, I can go somewhere. Now at school, they tell him, how do you affiliate?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you dare say at an 8-year-old, and it's always that age, by the way, also the entry to pornography use in our country today, you know what age it is? 8, third grade. Lines up.
Stop. All these My son is 8 and in third grade.
It lines
grade,
up. It lines up. And so it's by design
yeah.
that this happens,
yep.
right? Because you break that young mind. That
yep.
tree is so green, you bend it. And then the belief goes from where you were, I can, to I got to fall in line.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I can't say I'm a boy because... am I supposed to?
Right.
And when that question happens in a young mind, it's over.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. I mean, I want to see a generation of young entrepreneurs grow up and say, I can solve problems, I can do this. I believe in myself, and I just don't know where, because we have to, I mean, the realistic side of this is they're probably not getting it from home, and we understand yeah. that, but you're right, like, then we need these amazing teachers, and I don't know how much the teachers are stifled, my kids aren't in school yet, so I don't know how much the teachers are stifled with the curriculum. Like, I don't know if this teacher has to teach this in their classes, or...
Can I tell you, if a teacher in California,
please.
Because it's law, it's state law, if a teacher in California says, I will not teach this, you know what the law says? We'll bring in an able educator, and you know where they come from? Planned Parenthood. They will literally bring in somebody they think is an able educator
yeah.
into the classroom to come teach that subject, because that curriculum is going to be taught.
Which, quite frankly, if I'm the teacher who is saying I'm not going to teach it, I might then say, okay, let me teach it because maybe I can smooth it over
exactly.
and
if
teach it to them the worst way.
Soften it,
right.
skirt around it,
right.
or not lose your job. Or,
right, God, crazy times we're living in. All right, we got to take a break. Back in a minute.
That's a good point.
I mean,
that's
really?
Yeah, that's
point.
True.
Hey,
but
it was me. I said,
I can control
know
it. But is that the stuff that they're getting tested on their...
Hey, if you have not yet done so this new year, make sure that you head over to wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review The News and Why It Matters. You may see your review up here. We may read it to everyone who watches The News and Why It Matters
right.
every day. So here's one from, of course, I said, go there and say something nice about our podcast. Okay, so ER Wit gave us 5 stars and said something nice. Yes. But you know what?
Oh, the we'll humor, the sense of humor.
Take it. You gave us 5 stars. We'll take it. Also, you Slouse, I don't know what your name is, but we'll show it on the screen. They said 5 stars is not enough. The best roundtable discussions on TV and podcasts, always informing on the news of the day. Thank you. That is very, very kind of you. So if you would, it just helps more people see it. Okay, so if you go or listen to it, it helps more people listen to this podcast. It shows up in their feeds. The more of you who go and subscribe, rate, and review, and obviously give the 5 stars, okay? Because I think there's a glitch, and you can't even give us lower stars if you try, so you might as well not even try. You gotta just hit the 5 stars. I wanna thank you guys again, Yaku and Amy, for being here. Don't forget to download Free Space.
Next week. We'll announce it. It's good to be with you,
Amy. You too.
Thanks for listening to the News and Why It Matters. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you'd like to watch the program, become a Blaze TV subscriber and start your free trial now at blazetv.com.